You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Heart of Dixie After Show.
Where's the music? There we go. Obviously, it was the Heart of Dixie Christmas episode. Bing is for doing. We're back. Great episode this week. We're in season 2, episode 10, called Blue Christmas, the song we are listening to right now. I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Lane, and I'm joined with my lovely co-host.
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm Paige Sullivan.
I'm Christine Archer.
Hi, everybody. I'm Michelle Renee.
And you can kind of see we tried to dress up according to this episode. They did pretty well.
We just look ugly over here.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. We tried. I was like, I could look like a reindeer. Okay. I know. Yeah. But lots of good stuff this episode. I mean, they kind of let us out. Since it was the winter finale, they kind of let us into some good stuff. We were screaming at the end of it, so we'll get to that point eventually. But let's talk about the little tree lighting ceremony that Zoe ruined at first. Yeah. What did you think?
There were so many storylines this episode. It was so hard to keep up with what was happening. It's everybody in Bluebell had their own things going on that revolved around this tree lighting.
I mean, there were like three Josephs playing in the nativity scene. Tom, then George, I guess LaVon and Brick. They were four. Man, they were just, you know, they really get into it in Bluebell.
I was pretty impressed by the tree lighting considering like how small of a town Bluebell is, because I mean, I feel like, I don't know how many people, I should know this probably, how many people live in my town at home, but it's way bigger than Bluebell for sure.
Right.
And we don't even have, we have like sort of a tree lighting-ish thing, but theirs is pretty elaborate.
They bake cookies. They do it what?
Did anyone ever see the episode of Punk'd where Beyonce got punked and she was at this like charity for a Christmas tree? Like, it was like a Christmas time charity thing, and they punked her by like knocking over the tree.
No.
And like they blamed it on her, and all the kids were like, "You ruined Christmas."
Which is kind of what happened.
Yeah, that's what this reminded me of.
That's all.
Anyone out there watching, it was really funny. Okay.
Yeah, tweet Michelle. Let her know she's not alone, because none of us know what she's talking about.
Well, Zoe was just trying to avoid her mom, basically, and then had no idea that Mr. Bunyan Man was Kris Kringle, Mr. Santa Claus. Plus his little heart, though. I was like, this poor guy, he wants to go see his grandkids, you know, and he's like, I always have to work on Christmas Eve. I'm thinking, wonder what he actually does, you know? Never did I think it was play Santa Claus for Bluebell.
I thought he, like, plugged in the lights or something. Like, I thought he was the maintenance man or something that made all the lights turn on. I didn't realize he was Santa. He's not very Santa-like.
I mean, he had, like, a beard and everything on him. I can see it. He's old.
Then again, Earl doesn't really look like a Santa.
Right, so.
No.
And the Santa boots ruined his feet. It's bunions.
His bunions.
I was like, what is this? So
gross.
The 25 years worth of Santa down the drain, and Zoe ruined it. And all the little kids were like, you ruined Christmas. Oh. Well, it actually worked out, although her poor mom who came to visit. That was kind of like how the story started, because she doesn't obviously want to be around her mom. She feels like her mom judges her, when really it's kind of like she's just judging herself and kind of puts it off on her mom. What'd you think of her mom?
She wasn't as awful as I expected at all. I mean, I think she was, like, minus, like, giving her a hard time about her hair and her eyebrows. Like, she's pretty nice overall, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, every mom has to do something like that. My mom's always like, you got to wear lips. It just brightens up your face, you know? Everybody has something. But, no, she was better than in the previous episodes that she's been in. She actually seemed like she was coming, wanting to hang out with Zoe instead of, like, all about her and trying to get her out and...
She was genuinely trying to have a good time with Zoe and experience Bluebell Christmas and not say, she didn't say anything negative other than, like you said, the little things. And Zoe just already had in her mind that it was going to be a bad experience, and she went into it thinking that way and kind of pushed her mom.
She seems to do that a lot, yeah, she's obviously. Good at it, right? With Wade's the date, she went into it automatically thinking nothing was good was going to come of it. And then her poor mom. Yeah. Zoe, get yourself together.
And it's very hard for mothers, speaking from experience, when you move away. Like, they get very emotional, and sometimes it comes off as, like, judgment, or it comes off negatively. So maybe that's what Zoe was preparing for.
That's true.
I thought you were going to say you were a mother when you said that, speaking from experience.
Oh, no. Jeez. Speaking from experience, when I moved to L.A., my mom and... she was very, like, emotional, and it came off as, like, her being kind of, like, I thought, like, critical of me. And it was just because she was emotional because I was moving away.
Right, so. And they care and they want the best for us, which is the same as Zoe's mom. But she was helpful. I mean, she had to deal with them trying to find a Santa. I mean, she even made calls to find a Santa suit, and they end up with Crazy Earl.
Crazy Earl.
Who is drunk in the back of the car, so that can't be fun for her mom to come to, you know?
Yeah. And Earl drops the bomb that she was with Wade.
And she could have played that off because he was drunk at that point. But then it all kind of comes out in the end. And Wade is very unhappy that Crazy Earl might become Santa at the tree lighting. But we finally saw a different side of Wade, I thought.
That was sad. That whole thing between him and his dad was really sad. And they had that little touch on the pew with, I'm assuming it's his mom's name. It's a Jacqueline Kinsella. And Earl apparently was Santa for a long time. And when his wife died from cancer, I guess. I think that must be when he kind of went off the deep end.
Right,
and
he became an alcoholic.
And that Christmas afterwards, he knocked on the tree. He made all the kids cry. And Wade, but he felt bad for Wade because Wade's like, I remember, you know, I was crying too. That's my dad who did that. My dad was Santa Claus and he, like, destroyed Christmas. And
except really,
so
he's the only one that remembers, you know, and that's what Wade told his dad. He was like, you know, no one else remembers that. That was a long time ago. There's new kids now, you know? And of course he does because it's his dad. Like, he's out in the spotlight and it's like, what's happening? What's happening to my dad who's supposed to be like our rock and obviously was before when he was married to his wife and then she passed away and he kind of lost it. And so Wade kind of had to become the parent in that case, it seems like.
Yeah. It also made it nice to find out kind of why Earl is the way Earl is. Because I just thought he was... no, the town bum. Like, he must have always been like that, and apparently not anymore. Or never was. I don't know.
Not to be the Debbie Downer, but in the small town, somebody else is going to remember that he knocked over that tree. Yeah. It's always going to be someone that's like...
But I guess it was 25 years ago, though. It's probably just the adults, you know?
Yeah. Just the adults.
Yeah. And then Wade. Yeah. Poor dude.
Yeah, but it was cute seeing Wade talk to his dad like that and kind of pep him up and get him to be a good Santa.
Well, it kind of shows you, too, I mean, like, we saw Earl, a different side of him and how he used to be, but kind of Wade, I mean, who knows, after his mom passed away, what he, I mean, did he just like, girls, 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 you never know if that's kind of how he medicated himself, you know?
Well, I think like, what, 30? He was like a hive, maybe, when his mom died. Girls, girls, girls!
Oh, well, maybe that adds to it. He needs his girls in his life because his mom wasn't there. Let's go with that. Not when he's 5 years old. Oops. Well, yeah, that would totally make sense. But I did think it was cool because we did see a different side of Wade, and so did Zoe, because she kind of walks into the church and she hears the conversation. Wade doesn't know she's there at first, which I like, because it's like he's really being genuine with his dad. And then finally it's like, man, I miss Wade. He's a good guy. I just didn't give him a chance.
And this whole episode was kind of them bantering back and forth, kind of in a mean way. He was saying he got over her with another girl. Didn't take him long to forget about what they had.
Business deal.
And then when she asked him, well, I didn't know that about your family, he said, well, you never asked. I mean, it really is showing the way she treated him. And now, like we're saying, she's going to regret everything she did. She is. In this episode, you feel for her, but at the same time, we were talking last week about how selfish she was and how much she just didn't care about what Wade thought. And it was nice to kind of see it.
Yeah.
Flip on her.
I felt more for Wade, I think, this time, too, because it was like, you see that he obviously cares for her. He's trying to pretend he doesn't, but we all know, like, the constant digs at him, he couldn't keep up with that. I mean, that you don't want to put up with that. So then you kind of feel for him and see him trying to avoid it, but it all comes back around.
Now, this girl at the beginning, she was just a random girl, right? Okay. Just making sure that she wasn't, like, someone that we knew. But
his usuals, he just goes around. Yeah. I mean, how many girls can there possibly be in Bluebell that Wade has seemed to I guess he brings in some from Mobile.
Maybe.
Like
maybe
Mo it was old, from Mobile.
Maybe it was an old girl that he was bringing back. That's true. I have a question. Mm-hmm. Zoe only asks Wade to be her boyfriend because of the whole church scene? Or is it Or is it because she realizes that she doesn't have a chance with George Tucker?
No.
Let's save that for the end. Can we save it?
Okay, I just was wondering.
I know, because that's a good one, but that's the most exciting part of this episode. And it all leads up after the tree lighting.
Yeah, after the tree lighting. Act like they
act like we didn't say anything, because we'll scream at the end. Okay. Well, but then, I mean, there's a lot of relationship stuff in this episode.
George and Tansy.
I don't know.
Like it?
A pear koozie. A pear koozie. That was the Christmas
shit. She knitted it.
I thought it was a baby, like, hat.
I did, too.
And I was like, oh, hell no.
That's true. Well, that's, I mean, she was afraid. First of all, she's afraid George is going to propose because Brick pulls out an engagement ring in Joseph's outfit. And obviously, like we talked about, there are four different Josephs, so who could it have been? They just assume it was George, but it was LaVon's engagement ring. So Tansy breaks up with George. They get back together. Then she breaks up again because he lies about not having a Christmas gift. Then Shelby, of all people, come in and help him get a gift for her.
It's just cute. It is cute to see. It's not believable on my end that somebody as educated and, you know, driven as George is going to be willing to settle down with somebody like Tansy who lives in a trailer in the woods. And not that that's a bad lifestyle by any means. I just feel like for somebody who's lived in New York and he was a lawyer, I just feel like he seems so blissfully happy right now. And I just wonder how long that's going to last.
I think she's kind of the opposite of Lemon in a lot of ways, which is what he needed at this point. I agree. I don't think they're going to get married and date for 15 years and then he's going to propose to her. Also, speaking of that, I was just like completely confused as to how anyone could think it was even realistic that he would propose to her after a week.
And that's what he waited
15 years to propose to Lemon. Like, that's just not, I don't know. George Tucker would not do that.
All of our thought processes went straight to Tom and Wanda.
Yeah.
We were like, that's who it is, because Wanda sees it. And she's like, oh, my gosh, George and Tansy. But then it's like, wouldn't that have been a good little...
Yeah.
That would have been good.
I hope
that was your prediction.
That was my prediction, and it will come true.
I think so. They'll be like the one couple that actually does make it down the aisle. Definitely.
Does anyone else think that the chemistry between George and Tansy is similar to Lemon and Dee Dee last season? That just remind me of, like, the same type of relationship. Like, this...
Oh...
It just is never...
Wait, LaVon and Dee Dee?
What did I say?
Lemon.
I was like, when did this happen?
Why am I always trying to make Lemon a lesbian?
I don't know.
Like, I always do it. Sorry, Lemon and LaVon, those names are similar. But I meant LaVon and Dee Dee.
Well, yeah.
Like, their relationships are very similar to me. Just, I don't know.
No, yeah. I can see it.
The ditzy kind of girl, go lucky.
But George, lately, it's just like, he was so weird. I don't know, his mannerisms are just so weird this episode.
Everything about him has progressively been getting weirder, and we're seeing a lot less of him. You know, it used to be very George-heavy scenes, I guess, last season and even the beginning of this season. And now that him and Zoe aren't together, maybe it's because us fans
really love Wade.
We love Wade.
Team Wade.
I don't know if that's why, but they've really laid off the George Tucker thing. But there's Team George out there, too.
And what did he get her? A necklace with Dolly Parton on it.
Which
her
we
dog's
never
name.
Actually never saw because it. He got distracted
by
Brick and I don't even remember her name.
Shelby.
Laura Bundy. Shelby.
Shelby goes and helps George buy a necklace for Tansy. Next thing you know, he tries. And she told him. She told him to go in there. Remember?
Yeah, she did. I know.
I didn't even think about it. She told him to go into the little Santa house and do the wine and the necklace and get a blanket.
The wine in the necklace, which is also just completely ridiculous. And, I'm sorry, the necklace with her dog's name on it. Like,
how did they get that made?
Then, like, a second.
She knows, girls. She's got the apps.
They have Dolly Parton necklaces.
She's got the apps.
It was Christmas Eve, and they live in a town that's the size of my pinky. Like, where are you going to get...
Girl knows. You see her on that phone?
Right.
That girl's got it.
They could have come up with something.
Yeah, speaking of your phone, iPhones, I'm sure you've got one. If you don't, you can also use your computer and go on iTunes. You can watch our podcast every week. We're going to be on a little hiatus, but make sure to come back in January when we're back on the 15th. AfterBuzz TV, you can download all of them. You should rate them, comment, tell a friend about us. And if you want to see anything new or anything in the new year that you've heard about, new shows coming out, let us know. Comment right on there and we can see what we can do for you. So make sure you check out iTunes for
us. Yeah, tell us about these relationships. I like to hear what other people think. Who's going to last, who's not.
I know. We've got a whole month to wait out.
It was a good ending that we'll get to. We'll get to it. I know. It's just so hard. Exciting. I'm sorry. Well, so then let's talk about. So we saw Brick. You mentioned Brick and Shelby. They're caught. Which it's just like, don't tell George to come there if you're gonna.
Okay, no, I don't think that. I think she was saying that he should do that with Tansy, but he said, I want to keep it simple. I want to keep it straightforward. He said he didn't want to do that. So I think she thought, all right, I'll do it.
I thought he just didn't want to put the necklace in the wine.
But maybe she took it as that he's just not doing any of it.
Well,
you know?
Whatever it happened, and it was awkward.
I would have liked to have seen something leading up to that moment. We see them last episode, like, and they have their little lunch or whatever, their little after the picnic, right?
Yeah, the basket date.
And now they're, like, sleeping together? Like, what?
We could
what
see happened? It a little. Remember, we were like, oh, this is weird, but this I didn't expect.
Yeah, but, like, at the beginning of this episode, I feel like there should have been some interaction, like, hey, what are you doing for Christmas?
Right.
Like, I want to see you or something. It was just kind of like.
Well, they skipped a lot, though, right? Because Lemon was like, yeah, I've been on a couple dates now with Walt. So, I mean, it's kind of like the time progressed.
Yeah, it's been a couple weeks because even Georgia says, oh, we've been dating for, like, 3 weeks now. He said something along those lines. So I think it's been a decent amount of time from last episode to this episode. But I get what you mean about maybe them interacting this episode.
For the viewer to see.
Yes, but I think maybe they thought, oh, it was a spur of the moment thing. Because he was supposed to be spending Christmas Eve with Lemon, who asked to go home. And so maybe it was just a rendezvous.
Well, Brick is a good dad. I mean, you can see him. Like, he's concerned. I mean, he went up to George and he was like, you better not do this right now. My daughter is single, you know. And it's like, I don't know why. People think that the holidays are always the worst, which sometimes, I guess. I mean, especially if you've just lost your fiancé to now this other girl. He's moving right along and you're kind of stuck in this whole love triangle. But he was sweet to kind of just stand there and make sure to take care of her.
Mm-hmm. Well, that confused me because, not confused me, but he did that with George and was like, hey, don't propose. But then he goes up to Lemon and is like nonchalantly like, LaVon's about to propose to homegirl.
Yeah, he doesn't know about LaVon.
No, yes, he does. Yes, he does. But I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows that Lemon loved LaVon.
Oh, he knew that they cheated.
I think he knows that she was not faithful to George, but I think he thought it was a. She was lonely. She was missing George. He was in New York. I don't think he ever thought he was at the level that it
was. It was love.
Okay, well, I guess that makes more sense. But I was like, why is he not being sensitive to this?
That's true. Because all he knows is that she cheated on him with LaVon. But he doesn't know the extent of that. Because remember, she was like, we'll just have to get into this later. I don't want to get into it tonight. So I guess he doesn't know that he was one of the loves of her life.
If we can go into that for a second, the Lemon of LaVon Ruby thing, where LaVon's asking her to be nice to Ruby for him so that she'll stay. This is even without the proposing things. He doesn't even say that to Lemon. He says, just, I want her to want to stay here. I want her to want to come back here. If you have to convince somebody to do something, first off, that's not a good start to a relationship if you have to convince them to live where you live.
Also, like, who cares if Lemon and Ruby don't like each other? Like, they never have. Why do you expect her to like her now? Especially when Ruby, like, says the things that she does. I do not like that girl.
I don't either. She was harsh.
She was terrible. And I agree. I don't understand why Lemon liking Ruby should make her want to stay. That confused me. Also, I'm very confused because, yeah, she was, like, really awful to Lemon, I feel like. And then Lemon didn't even really put up a fight when LaVon kind of screamed at her about it, which confused me a little bit.
Well, she was drunk and she kind of let it out of the bag. And she does care about him. She was trying that hard for him. And I think she's like, crap, I mean. But it was going to happen anyways.
She doesn't owe it to LaVon to do this. I mean, yes, he's been good to her. He's been a good friend. But she's done a lot for him, too. She ran his campaign. She hasn't said anything about still loving him, even though she's wanted to very badly. She's been a very good friend to LaVon and really been rooting for him and Ruby. And it's not her fault that Ruby pushed her to that limit. I think anybody, when they're that fragile in that state, if you're pushed hard enough, you're going to crack. And she didn't even say it was me. She said he's loved somebody else. And if I were Ruby, I'd probably want to know, too, before I said yes to marrying somebody.
But that's the whole thing, though. She wasn't going to in the first place. This was her excuse to get out. He's blaming it on Lemon like it's totally her fault. When he lied, he didn't tell her everything. It's like he's trying to find an excuse as to why it happened. You know, he's just placing blame, I think, on Lemon at this point. And eventually it's all going to die down. But Ruby wasn't going to stay. We all knew that.
I agree that he's placing blame on Lemon. But at the same time, what he said was, like, you were never going to leave George. So it's kind of unfair for her to, in his eyes, like, try to break up him and Ruby.
I don't think she did on purpose, though.
I mean, I don't think she did either. But I'm saying from where LaVon's coming from, Like, it seems that your arguments are very much like, oh, poor, you know, poor Lemon.
But it also seems like LaVonge is missing this entire side of the story right. that, like, Ruby was being
like how she actually
acts. To Lemon. Yeah, she was sitting here saying, like, oh, it must be so terrible for you. Like, you just got left at the altar. Like, the holidays must suck. There was another comment she made, too, but they were all just awful. Like, I would have said something, too. I don't blame her.
Yeah, no, I totally would have said something. Yeah. I would have probably said something and smacked her in the face. But
I mean, and Lemon reached out, you know, invited her to come and be a part of, like, the bells and dress up like an elf. But it's like she tried. And for her to constantly make the little digs, like, I don't know if anyone could really hold back everything. And she didn't say it flat out. She just said he's been in love again. And it's obvious it was her, you know. You could tell by the face. But she didn't, I don't know. It's not like she went into detail and, like.
Right. I agree. It's not, Lemon's not at fault. She didn't defend the relationship the way she should have. She probably shouldn't have said anything to Ruby. However, if your relationship is that easily broken and Ruby is that easily moved away from this relationship, then obviously it wasn't going to last anyway. Like you said, she was looking for an excuse to get out, and she got it. That easy. Everybody has past relationships. How can she blame him? They hadn't been together for 15 years. How come he's not allowed to love somebody?
He is. That's the whole point. She was going anyways to Dallas. Remember, she said, I don't like this small town. You don't like the big city. Like, it's not, it's just not going to work. It was good for a few, for a little bit. Like, who in the world, why would you even run for mayor when you hate the place so much? You know, it's just she does things. And when she actually knows what it is she wants, and it's not to be in Bluebell. It's not to be with LaVonne. Like, it's just not going to happen.
I'm glad it's over.
Me too.
If it's over.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder, do you think we'll see her some more?
Yes.
You do?
I mean, maybe I should save that as for predictions, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, I would agree.
Ugh. I feel like they've kind of dragged it out for a while, though. Like, there's been a lot of, like, ups and downs with the Ruby and LaVonne relationship, and I don't know. I don't know how much longer you can really drag it out.
But they've really only been officially a couple for, like, 2 or 3 episodes, maybe.
But how can you, like, even he should know if you look at how she treated him when she first got here. Like, that's her. That's who she is. That's how she's treating Lemon now, just because you ended up dating. Like, it was up until that May, like, when he won, that she still acted so awfully to him and everyone else in the town, you know? She was still trying to kind of sabotage that. Of course, you know, when you're in love, you don't see those faults. But can we talk about the proposal? Because I just about died.
Yeah.
He was very excited. I thought it was cute. I did not think it was time for him to do that. Obviously, he was just trying to find a way to, like, keep the relationship together. But he said he loved you. And then, man, this Wanda and Tom, they just kept singing and singing. Like, she walked away. They are still singing the song.
It was so funny because he like, coached me. He's like, when I say I love you, when I say I love you. And when she was getting mad at me, he's like, but I love you. And she's like, he said I love you. He said it. And then they just started singing, even though they knew they shouldn't, probably. They did anyways. But it's so sad to get broken up with to Christmas carols. Like, oh,
I know.
What a bummer.
That was so awkward.
Didn't he say that, too? He was like, it's Christmas.
Yeah,
like,
right, it's Christmas Eve. Like, it's Christmas in his face. And I was just like, dude.
I'm like, dude,
get yourself together.
That's serious, though. You know, some people choose not to have a significant other from, like, I don't know, the holiday time until, like, Valentine's Day, and then they choose to get into relationships. So they don't have to, like, buy gifts and stuff. So this was, like, the opposite. Like,
right.
So
everyone
sad.
Wanted a relationship. Because even George said it. It's almost Christmas. Yeah, you're breaking up with me. Man, these guys on Heart of Dixie.
So sensitive.
Aren't they?
I don't know. Does that only leave us with one left?
Well, let's think. We know Tom and Wanda. We know that's going to be coming together. Yeah, I think that's it, right?
Oh, so
there's no one else, because there were no, like, young gloves in this one. No Magnolia, no Rose.
Yeah, she tweeted, Claudia Lee tweeted tonight. She's like, I won't be there, but it's such a good episode.
It really was. So episode. Because we screamed at the end, go ahead and say it. You've already said it. Tell them what happened. Tell them.
In case you weren't watching the episode, at the end, Zoe and Wade finally get together. She asked.
Boyfriend and girlfriend.
And she asks him.
And it was great because it wasn't even just like flat out. I mean, she sat down and she told him. Like, she opened up, which we've always talked about. She has those walls up, and she sat down and told him exactly how she felt.
And her mom pushed her to it. Her mom was telling her, you know, don't let what you think I'm going to think of you or what you're going to think of yourself stop you from pursuing the things that are making you happy.
She likes him. She said, I really like you, Wade Kinsella. I was just like,
I like you. I really like you.
I was like, Michelle, hold my hand while this is happening. I really made her. And I was like, yes.
And then someone walked in the room.
And I was screaming.
We all were. That was so good.
I was just so excited. And he was like, he was so happy and he was trying not to show it too much, but then he just went in for that kiss.
Because that's what he's been waiting for 2 seasons, is to not have to keep fighting for her and for her to fight for him.
He wants to feel worthy, and he does, and she really reached. I mean, I'm so proud of her. I always have, complaints about how Zoe handles herself with Wade because she doesn't treat him very well, and this time she finally is like, man. But, yeah, get back to your point, because actually now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't feel either way about it. I just was wondering, it just popped in my head, is this because she realizes that Tansy and George are together, or because she genuinely did this 180 turnaround and all of a sudden is like, oh, I really like you?
I think she really likes him. Mm-hmm. And I think it was just like their business deal that's why she was like, I'm not even going to go into that other territory of being in a relationship.
She didn't allow herself to feel those feelings. And then when he broke up with her and she found out that is really how he was feeling, she had weeks to think about it. When you have weeks to think about it, you better be sure of your decision, I guess. I think she really wants to be with Wade. I think it just took, the reassurance from her mom. It took seeing him with his dad and seeing him with another girl. I mean, it shouldn't take those things, but apparently for Zoe it does.
That's what I was thinking. At first, it almost made me kind of mad that that's what it took for it to happen. But I think the mom probably, which is kind of ironic because you would have thought that her mom would have made it that much worse. But I think her mom was really the thing that finally got her to kind of admit to Wade that she wanted to be with him, because we talked about before, the whole issue was really that Zoe has this ideal picture that her parents have painted in their minds, and he didn't really fit into that. But now that her mom kind of said hey, you should do what you want to do to be happy, to let me stop you, she could finally be with Wade at the end.
It's true.
It's true. So good.
Well, they're not married. Anything could happen.
It's true.
And even when you're married, things can happen.
This is true.
But I'm just all so excited. I really was.
It's finally a good way to end the season, because I feel like CW is infamous for ending it on a cliffhanger where you're like, oh, no, they're not together. And this time it's kind of like, oh, finally.
Some good things. I mean, honestly, what I wanted to happen in these relationships, minus Brooke and Shelby, because that was just interesting. But, I mean, I didn't want Ruby and LaVon. And I definitely wanted Wade and Zoe to be together. I don't care about George at all.
Yeah, nobody cares about George anymore. George, do what you do. Who cares?
I did think, though, that it wasn't necessarily him talking to his dad, but I think it showed a different side of him that she never gave him a chance to show. That's what she did at the whole date thing, reading the book and talking about the crackers. She didn't give him a chance to actually open up. Mm-hmm. So when she sees that without him seeing her, she's like, wait, I shouldn't have done that. And she said that.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think it will last?
No. I don't know.
No, it never lasts. Nothing I think ever it'll lasts. Be.
I mean, okay, when I say last, I mean more than, 3 episodes.
Yes.
I can see
you guys are so depressing. Do you think it's going to last? Oh, no, it's not going to last. We just love it so much. It's not going to last, though.
Well, they have to keep us, on our toes.
Yeah, seriously.
And George will come back in at some point.
He has to.
I don't want to save this for predictions, but, I mean, maybe I should save this for predictions. But we saw the previews for next week, and it seems like she's getting annoyed with him.
Well, because he's she's
this
great in the
girlfriend.
Sack. He said she's great in the sack to the entire town.
Exactly. And
you don't do that kind
of something
stuff.
That Tansy would do, how she came up to the manger. We're celebrating the birth of Christ here, and you want to make out with your boyfriend in the manger scene.
And Dash about flipped out because Joseph went and kissed Tansy.
So it's a similar thing,
We'll see. Well, let's get to
dating,
we'll do that
between
in
the classes.
Anything else that we missed from this episode?
No,
it was
no.
great.
So good. Good
really?
Way to end this.
I really liked the music from this episode, so that's all I have to say. I'm going to go home and research it because there was 3 songs that
they
I was
have
like,
good music on this show.
They always
I appreciate
do,
it. And super cute clothes this time. And Lemon looked really pretty.
She did.
Right? It was the makeup.
They've
Whoever
done,
the makeup artists are, go people.
Something different with their eyes.
Something
there was
different.
Gold or something. Mm-hmm. She looked gorgeous.
And I really liked Zoe's outfits. I loved her first one with the red jacket and then her green dress.
Okay, I have an issue with the shorts. One, because I was not going to say this. One, because it's Alabama. It's not that warm out. You should not be wearing shorts. I understand it's filmed here. Fine, whatever, but don't wear shorts. Two, I was even okay with it with a red jacket until she kept the shorts on when she put her lab coat on, and she's wearing 5-inch heels, these super short shorts.
Yeah.
And a lab coat. It wasn't working for me, but whatever, it's fine.
And Lemon look in Ruby's dress.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Don't leave Ruby out.
Minus, of course, I guess this is what happens when people are all depressed. Lemon's getting awful pants she was wearing when LaVon stopped by to ream her out.
She looked like my grandma. Literally looked like my grandma.
She was comfortable.
She was just depressed.
Those weren't even like PJ pants. Those were like, where did you get those pants?
They were like too short. They were just like, it's okay. It made sense for her mood, I guess. I don't know, but it was good. Overall, the music, the dresses, the wardrobe.
Everything.
Good stuff. So, is it news and gossip time?
It is. AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, here goes your AfterBuzz TV News. So, I was on the internet the other day, and I just, this is not even news or gossip, really. This is an old article that I found from 2005. I wasn't even looking up stuff about Rachel Bilson, and I just happened to stumble across it on Lindsay's page of insanity, which is now lindsay.com. And there was an interview done in 2005 with Rachel, so that was kind of early on in her career, I guess. And she talks about her high school days, and she says that it was, like, really good socially and that she was in drama club, actually. But it wasn't, like, the drama geeks that you think of when you think of drama club. It was more like the hippie chic.
She said
hippie-ish drama kids, and that makes sense with her like style and how she is now. And then her beauty advice when she was asked back in 2005 was to always wear chapstick because apparently she got sun poisoning one time, and she said your lips are very important.
Well, yeah, I wonder if she still that's so funny.
Yeah, just some random facts about.
I wonder
Rachel.
If she still wears chapstick. We'll have to ask her if we get her on the AfterBuzz couch.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, I told you guys about Silent Night that was coming out with Jamie in it. And I think it may have gone to theaters, like a few select theaters, but it was released on DVD and Blu-ray on December 4th. So
it's out there.
Yeah, so it is out there. I don't know about in theaters, but it is on Blu-ray and DVD. If you're looking for a scary movie to watch with your family this Christmas.
No, thank you. Let's just celebrate the happiness.
All right, and we're going on hiatus, but we'll be back January 15th, of course. But make sure that you don't forget to wish Tim Matheson a happy 65th birthday on Twitter or Facebook on December 31st, because that is his birthday.
Oh, what a good man. Birthday,
right?
New Year's.
Right?
Oh, that's a party. That. He doesn't even have to plan anything. It's just like
everybody's
party time.
There.
Right?
So that's all the news and gossip
good
I got
stuff.
For you.
Okay, predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I mean, they left us with some good stuff. They did. Oh my gosh, it's still happening.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah.
Nope. Okay, well, we obviously talk. We don't think that Rachel, what's her name in real, I mean, on the show, Zoe and Wade will last forever. But I do think it's going to be a good storyline. I still think George is going to have to be pulled back in there somehow. And I think that LaVon and Lemon are going to rekindle their love.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think, you said LaVon and Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be mad at each other for a while. I think there's going to be issues there.
Right, I would agree with that.
But you think eventually they'll be back together. I think in the upcoming part of the season, I do think we'll see George pulled back in. And for some reason in my head, I'm seeing it being a fight between Zoe and Wade. And, you know, after the fight, you go to the Rammer Jammer, and George is there, and you're sad. I think that's going to rekindle it all. I hope not, too, because I've always been a Wade fan. But I just, it's the CW, just nothing good can last for very long on a show like this.
I also sort of agree. I think Wade and Zoe will last for a while, though. Not forever, obviously. But, like, at least for a little bit. They've kind of done the whole, like, for a while, at least half a season, if not more, even more than that. They've done this whole, like, Wade, Zoe, George, love triangle. Like, who's she going to pick? Well, she's finally picked someone. Finally, a season and a half later. And I think that they will be in a legit relationship for a while because they haven't really pursued that storyline yet, and I think that'll be kind of something new. So I feel like at least maybe for the duration of this season that they'll be together. Lemon and LaVon, I don't know.
I don't think it'll be a full-on relationship, but I do think that they'll try it out again. I just do, because she wants it. She still wonders if there's something that could actually come from it. But with the Wade and Zoe thing that you're saying, I think a way for them to kind of show different aspects of the character is for them to show this full-on relationship, because you'll see more of Wade, you'll see more of Zoe and what they're like in a different storyline.
I agree. There's so many different things that happen once you're actually in a relationship. Maybe she'll bring him to meet her friends in New York, or maybe she'll bring a New York friend to meet Wade, and those are all things you have to conquer in a relationship that they wouldn't have conquered just being sleeping buddies.
Yeah.
What you got? Lemon and LaVon. I don't know. I agree that they'll probably rekindle things to whoever said that, because there's a lot of different opinions going on right here, and I'm kind of lost, right? No, but I mean, Brick, when he was here, Tim, he told us that she was going to have a love interest. So I don't think it'll be a while. I think it'll be a while until that happens because we're going to obviously see more with Walt.
That's what I was going to say. Do you think that's going to develop?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope
so. You brought up a good point. Like, were the two dates the time she met him at the bar and the whole picnic basket thing? Or, like, have they actually been on legit dates?
I feel like they've been on legit dates. I think the break from last episode to this episode was a decent amount of time and we're just missing the in-between. Yeah.
So I think their relationship is going to kind of develop.
I think that'll be good.
I hope so.
We'll see. Anybody else? I hope Magnolia gets a boyfriend.
Rose.
What if that's the next love triangle? Two girls and one boy. That's already happened, I know.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us for our Christmas episode. We'll see you back January 15th. I'm Whitney Lane. You can find me on Twitter at WhitneyLane1118.
And I am Paige Sullivan. You can find me on Twitter at Paige Sull.
I'm Christine Archer, and you can find me on Twitter at C Archer.
I'm Michelle Renee. You can find me on Twitter at Michelle Renee LA.
See y'all in a month. Happy holidays.
Yay.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or participants.